looking at taking it that one step further, we've heard a lot of people talk recently about during a dry time, one of the best things you can do is travel to regional areas in regional Australia. And it's fantastic to see, you know, royalty out visiting the Western Plains and the Dubbo region. But it's really important that that they take that next step further and visit some of the local farms in the region. You know, there are a lot of farmers doing it particularly tough at the moment, and it is important to recognise that. But it's also an opportunity to have a look at how farming has changed over the years and over the generations. You know, the way farmers are managing the dry conditions at the moment in the regions around Dubbo and other areas is very different to the way they might have been managed, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. So, you know, farmers really are those stewards of the land. They are really at the cutting edge of innovation. And even in a dry time, there's plenty to see about the latest technology and how farmers are managing their farms, their businesses, and their livestock during these tough times.
But it might also put the spotlight on the drought issue and the grain, the terrible grain season we've had in New South Wales. It might put the spotlight on it internationally, maybe get some more dollars donated.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of groups, you know, throughout metropolitan areas, particularly Sydney, that have really tried to put their money where their mouth is and assist those in need. You know, but really, the reality is most farmers will make it through this season without support, which is a fantastic story about how strong our agricultural economy is and how strong the Australian grains industry is. But yeah, there are people in tough situations, and it's been really heartening to see a whole range of people trying to and groups trying to lend a helping hand for those in need and those doing it tough where they can. So, yeah.
So have you made any official forays? Have you written a letter to Buckingham Palace asking them to go and visit a drought-affected grain grower?
Yes, absolutely. When we heard the opportunity had arisen that the Royals were visiting the Western Plains and Dubbo region for a day, it was actually quite coincidental that on exactly the same day and that week, we'll have farmers from across Australia convening in Dubbo to celebrate Grain Growers Limited's 60th anniversary as an organisation. So it culminates around, we have a black tie dinner, an AGM and a range of meetings on policy and a range of other fora in Dubbo at that time. Fantastic coincidence that's in place. So we've extended the invitation absolutely for the Royals to come and share in that celebration and also take the time to get out on farm, get their boots and heels dirty and see what Australian bush living is all about.
Because the Queen is no stranger to Dubbo. When she was there 30 years ago, she went to she went to inspect the sheep at the Dubbo Ram Sale.
Yeah, we understand. You know that has been the case, and we do know that the Prince Charles has been a very good advocate of the wool industry internationally. You know, maybe Prince Harry might be a bit more of a grains man himself. So it'd be a great opportunity for him to, you know, come and have a look at the grains industry. Unfortunately, he's not going to see a lot of crops in the ground out around that Dubbo region. But you know, if you're an advocate for the industry, it's good to do it in both the good times and the tough times.
But I don't think that Meghan Markle is much of a fan of the carbs.
Yeah, well, I guess that's to be seen, but the grains industry provides for all people. It's a very, very diverse industry these days, and you know, with the growth and the development of the chickpea market, and there's a whole range of other pulses and lentils and oil seeds that go into a whole variety of a range of foods that suit all dietary requirements.
Now, the other issue I was going to raise with you was the terrible season we've seen. The figures are out really this week from ABARES and also here in New South Wales, about a quarter of normal grain production in New South Wales, and in some areas down to around 10% of normal. So a devastating weather, devastating season.
Yeah, it has really been a tough one, and to anyone in in those regions across New South Wales, these forecasts really do come as no surprise. The autumn rains didn't come, the winter rains didn't come, and we're now into spring. The weather's starting to warm up, and unfortunately there was a lot of crops that didn't go in this year, and even the crops that have gone in across much of New South Wales, many of those aren't going to go through to a position to be harvested. So it is really tough right across New South Wales. And unfortunately, that sort of dry season has crept also down through into Victoria and South Australia. There also have been, over the last couple of weeks, a number of heavy frost incidents, and we do know that there's a lot of hay being cut, right through the southern states where they thought they may have got a crop. I think there's still a bit of downside risk in ABARES crop forecasts, and the tonnages they're predicting across the east coast could go down even a little bit further.